This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Almost time for us to wrap up for today. We've got one more story coming up in just a moment. The question we're asking you, though, is how would you rate your email etiquette at work? You can let us know via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. Responses, please. And numbers.
Numbers, 66.4% casual and polite, 24.1% formal, overly polite, 5.8% for what etiquette, and 3.6% for informal shorthand.
And on Instagram, we've got Arif Malik, who says casual, polite, and Joe Tim Buong, who says casual, polite, nice. I hope so.
Okay. I've got a message from Benji over here on WhatsApp. He says, I'm not sure if emails should become like social media with shorthand, emojis and memes. Emails should be short, professional and precise. It's the modern day BMW, even though deals are done via telephone and messengers and emails is the document to make it official, so it has to be very professional. He then goes on to say, also, I think my BM is pretty good, but the text messages I receive in BM nowadays are like an alien language. I need to read it 3 times to decipher. Because it's become like super shorthand, hasn't it?
I will say, like, memes and shorthand I would agree with, but, like, an emoji occasionally is not... Like, don't, you know, flood the email with emojis,
but
a little smiley face is sometimes a little... Ooh.
We can agree to disagree. Yours sincerely, Richard Bradbury.
Uh-huh.
Final story of the day.
Yes. So speaking of trying to reach out to people over the internet, Malaysian musicians are currently turning to live stream performances to sustain their income. Obviously, with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and movement control orders still affecting the pub music scene, many Malaysian musicians are turning to live streaming to get back in the game. So platforms such as YouTube and Facebook Live allow them to stream from their home studio setup equipped with a camera or webcam and lighting to generate a modest income through fan contributions transferred by e-wallets or online payment links. Now, there's also this newcomer platform that is US-based called Sessions. This emerged last year. And essentially, you know, it's got a lot of Malaysian musicians excited about expanding their reach on a global scale and earning in US dollars, regardless of location. So the way that it works is that musicians live stream from their chosen location and nothing is recorded or archived, but fans can join a live chat with them and give their favorite singers a chance to earn some money. You get donations made in the form of hearts or love, where subscribers will purchase hearts priced at $4.99, which is about 21 ringgit or 19.99, but which is about 86 ringgit, or up to almost $100, which is about 400 ringgit, roughly. And you can also send different gifts to the musicians from, like, I mean, virtual gifts that are essentially like different tokens, right? So like coins, unicorns, lightning, each item costs a different number of hearts. And then the musician's fan base grows when people join their crew. And the bigger their fan base, obviously the better their position to make more money. Now, this is from an article on The Star. And they spoke to this veteran singer-songwriter called Rakbir Raggy Singh.
Yes.
Who is known for his wide range of musical styles. And he was also very eager to try out Sessions when another local musician recommended it about 4 months ago. So he said, musicians who are already performing on Sessions get monetary rewards for bringing in new musicians, and the audition is not a complicated process either. As I'm used to live streaming via Facebook and YouTube, I have all the streaming software, lights, camera required. Now, the sign-up process for musicians is also simple. They just need to fill up a questionnaire, include social media links and performance sample. Then a curator from Sessions will email the successful applicants to complete a live audition via Google Meet. Raggy also said the platform allowed artists to gain new fans as well. If you're a good musician, your earning potential may increase on days when big name artists perform in Sessions too. However, he did mention there's a downside, which is that viewers can't rewatch or download the streams, unlike YouTube, which he feels has better video and audio resolution as well. Also, while he described the novelty of hearts and tokens on Sessions as fun, he added that his audience is generally older folk, so fewer gimmicks tend to work better for them. But in general, you know, as options for live streaming are aplenty, different platforms will serve different purposes and audiences, which is why, you know, musicians need to make use of different platforms and not put all their eggs in one basket. Raggy says that he believes live streaming was a feasible way to revive the local music industry amidst the pandemic.
I don't know if you knew about this, but some of the larger artists as well have been doing live streams inside video games.
Yes.
So if you like not PUBG, what's the other one that's similar?
Fortnite?
Yes, inside Fortnite. Mm-hmm. You would log into Fortnite and there'd be a literal concert happening inside. Great ideas, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This sessions thing is a great idea. I've seen people using it. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, You've seen people using it?
Yeah,
you've
seen it before. But like he says, the resolution is not as good. Mm. You know, I prefer personally watching stuff on YouTube live.
I've also seen a fair amount of musicians on Twitch as well, which I find very interesting.
I guess that's one of the biggest things people miss, right? Going to concerts and stuff. So it's
for sure.
Yeah, it's amazing that they have like platforms where they can, you know, at least like live stream it for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. It's time to wrap up for the day. People are now messaging us on WhatsApp at the end of the show saying, email, what's that? How dare you? That's from number 0021. Final numbers of the day for the poll over on Twitter. I'm running out of words today. I don't know what's happening to me.
Write an email.
I'm going to bang your heads together. How would you rate your email etiquette at work? Let us know. The final numbers are
66.4% for casual, polite, 24.1% formal, overly polite, 3.6% for informal, shorthand, and 5.8% for what etiquette?
Okay, thanks for all of your tweets and your messages over on Instagram and, of course, on WhatsApp here. That's all the time we have for today. The stories we had were that one.
Yeah, we spoke about email culture and how it's more important than ever.
This one about how email is here to stay and...
Finally, we wrapped up with how musicians are turning to live streaming.
As usual, if you missed any of those... talk sets, or if you miss any of the shows from this morning, you can go back and download the podcast a little bit later on. It's available via the BFM app, which is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also listen on Spotify. However, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay with KH Lim, the founder of Senheng Electric. Mentioned electric goods, and Malaysians will likely bring up Senheng Electric. The brand is synonymous with electric goods, having been around since 1989 and still remains popular today these days as a consumer electronic retail brand. That was all this morning. To take us up to the top of the hour, a little bit of Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do With It. Myself, Christian and Arvin will be back tomorrow, same time, same place here at noon for Enterprise BizBytes. Until then, we bid you adieu. Your sincerely, faithfully, Richard Bradbury.
Arvind Yuvraj.
And Christine Wong.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.